Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Nathan Fox, that's Ben Olson. We're the founders of LSATdemon.com and our weekly podcast, Thinking LSAT. We've got an email here from Harry.
Okay. Harry is a college sophomore with a recent practice test of 147. He says, law school has been a goal of mine since the ninth grade and is not going to change. Okay. Hello, Ben and Nathan. Since I'm trying to save money by going for the live subscription right now, that's our highest tier. I plan to keep drilling and practicing with the basic subscription. Okay.
That's the thing to save money. So yeah. Harry's live now, started with live, which we usually recommend because I think in a month we can blow your mind. I really, you know, I challenge you out there. If you feel like you're stuck in a rut, try just 1 month of LSAT Demon live. Come to my class, come to Ben's class. Tell me I'm full of shit if it doesn't blow your mind. But I want to know, because we want to blow your mind in just a month. Then you can do what Harry does, which is dial it back down to our less expensive packages to save some money and study for a longer period of time.
Got it. So I thought he was saying to save money by doing live, but he's saving money by doing live for a month.
Well, I mean, that is what he said.
And then downgrading. Yeah.
Yeah. You're reinterpreting. Okay, go ahead.
While I'm doing that, I was thinking of learning some logical reasoning concepts with another company's prep book.
Yeah, don't do that.
Yeah. For the second half of my study, I hope to enroll in the live classes and refine my skills heading into the test. Yeah, people want to do this. They want to like amp up at the end. Really, as you get better at the test, you need less and less of our help because you're just understanding it more. Does that sound like a good plan? I would love your take. I am aiming for the very top schools, Harvard, Yale, Stanford, and I'm willing to do whatever it takes. My GPA is above 3.8, but I will get that up. I feel like the LSAT is like building muscle in the gym. It takes consistent effort and extreme focus on each repetition, something I can and will do. I'm ready to lock in and dedicate myself to this test for however long it takes to get me to a 175. If you suggest any alternatives to my plan, do let me know. I have registered for Nathan's Double Black Diamond class that takes place in a month. That's your free class, right?
Yep.
That will be on January 24th. I can't wait to see what that is like. You guys have made the start of my LSAT journey fun and exciting. Thank you both for all that you do. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot in here. Anything
I think we might have misunderstood out? Harry at the very top. I mean, Harry, I would recommend that instead of doing basic now and live later, I would do 1 month of live now and then reconsider. You don't have to make a whole long plan. Just do 1 month of live and then come talk to us. Talk to me, talk to Ben, talk to all of our amazing teachers and tutors. Use the ask button, you know, like really get in there for a month. And then you can have us help you decide what your best plan is from there. That's a lot easier to do with the live subscription. I hate the idea that you're going to go look at LR concepts with another book. They're going to make it seem harder than it actually is.
We are the best at logical reasoning. Sorry to say that, but
yeah, I agree. I totally agree. I think that we are clearly the best at logical reasoning because we understand it in a natural, intuitive, fun way. I am delighted when I teach logical reasoning, which thank you, Harry, for bringing up my free Double Black Diamond class that's coming up. This is an expert level class that I do every other week for Demon Live subscribers. The one coming up on, what was the date you said, Ben?
January 24th.
January 24th. And I think you just go to lsat.link/free. lsat.link/free, and you can see our upcoming free classes and register for those. Harry, hope to see you there. I'll have a team of tutors with me, and you can chat them up and ask all kinds of questions, and you'll see me delighting in LR questions because they're so fun. If you go with this other company's prep book, it's not going to be fun. It's going to be really technical, really heavy-handed. It's not going to be based on just attacking the arguments. It's going to be based on a whole bunch of just, I don't know, heavy-handed theoretical stuff. And I want you to do it the fun, easy way. So I would encourage you to just stick. If you trust us, right, which apparently you do, you're you're telling me that we've been making the LSAT journey fun and exciting. Just stick with us. Trust us. We will deliver. And I think you're only going to hurt yourself really by looking at other resources.
I agree with everything you just said, Nathan. There is a sentence in here though, that does make me pause.
Okay.
My GPA is above 3.8, but I will get that up.
Yeah. I mean, goes back to our GLAD, solution for applying to law school, our GLAD recipe for applying to law school, which is GPA first and really only GPA, then think about your LSAT. So if you're not getting like perfect straight A pluses, Harry, I don't want you studying LSAT at all. Now, if you are getting straight A pluses, and if you're sure you can maintain that, then okay, you can do some LSAT studying along the way. But if that puts any of your grades at any risk at all, that's just not what Harvard, Yale, Stanford are looking for. They're looking for people who are going to take academia extremely seriously. You have no idea how seriously these people take themselves.
This is the elite of the elite in academia.
Yes. So
this is the Olympics.
They care very, very much about your undergraduate grades. They do care even more, I think, about your LSAT. But they care very, very much about both of these things at Harvard, Yale, Stanford, especially because they just have a stack of applications of 3.95, 175. And your 3.8 ain't it.
And to be clear, you just said they care more about the LSAT than your GPA, but that's not an excuse to then shift your focus to the LSAT because you have a timeline, you have a deadline for your GPA. As soon as you graduate, you can't change it anymore. Now is the time to change it, even though it's less important. Then once that's set in stone, you can turn your focus to the LSAT and there is no deadline. You can take as much time as you need to get the best score that you need.
And you can lock, I mean, that GPA is going to get locked in, right? Mm-hmm. I assume you're on a path toward graduation. You probably want to get graduated as soon as you can. And so in order to do that, like you're taking classes right now actively. Mm-hmm. And God, to think that you might be slightly skimping on your homework or slightly skimping on your reading, or, you know, skipping a class because you decide you want to go to LSAT class instead, just a disaster. You need to be front row center in all your classes, getting those A pluses, kissing all the ass, bump that GPA up to a 3.9 if you can, 3.95 if you can, just as high as you can, then start thinking about your LSAT.
We'll still be
here. And yeah, if that means that you unsubscribe from LSAT Demon and we don't talk to you again for another year, That's great. That's a total win.
Thanks, Harry. Keep us posted. Let us know what you decide to do.
Email daily at lsatdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admissions news. Thanks for listening.